From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is set to start new rules Thursday night requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted into the country. The guidance comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated a travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Some U.S. immigration lawyers say many of their clients from the six affected countries are still uncertain about the new travel rules. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria is taking seriously the U.S. warning against launching another chemical weapons attack. Mattis says there has been no attack since the White House issued a Monday night statement warning the regime of President Bashar al-Assad pay a heavy price if it uses chemical weapons. The U.S. said it saw active preparations for another chemical weapons strike at Syria's airfield, the same base it said was used for a similar attack in April. Syria denied it used chemical weapons. Nearly 90 people were killed in the attack that prompted a cruise missile strike on the airbase. That decision was defended by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in testimony Wednesday before U.S. lawmakers.
One of the best things we did was after the chemical weapons program, when the president made that decision to go in and strike, it sent shockwaves throughout the international community as well as in Syria to let them know we weren't going to stand for it.
Haley said she believed President Trump's action saved Syrian lives. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping began a three-day visit to Hong Kong on Thursday to mark 20 years since the city returned to Chinese rule after being a British colony. The trip will culminate with Xi overseeing the inauguration ceremony for Carrie Lam, who is due to be sworn in Saturday as Hong Kong's first female leader. She said Thursday, China wants to look to the future and ensure the stable development of one country, two systems. Australian Cardinal George Pell is denying accusations by authorities in his country of sexually based crimes. Cardinal Pell, who serves as the chief financial advisor to Pope Francis, maintained his innocence during a press conference Wednesday in Vatican City.
These matters have been under investigation now for 2 years. There have been leaks to the media. There's been relentless character assassination. And for more than a month, claims that a decision on whether to lay charges was imminent. I'm looking forward, finally, to having my day in court.
Cardinal Pell says he has been granted a leave of absence by Pope Francis to address his situation. Australian police have not provided details of the allegations against the cardinal beyond saying there are multiple complaints linked to the charges. Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic official to face charges of sexual abuse. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is in Washington for talks with U.S. officials, including dinner Thursday and discussions Friday with President Trump. Speaking to business professionals late Wednesday, Mr. Moon said his government is trying to meet the demands of the people. He said for too long the fruits of economic growth have been concentrated in the hands of an elite few, and that has worsened economic inequality. He also held out the promise of greater economic opportunities if security challenges with North Korea can be overcome to create a unified Korean peninsula. Former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill says the U.S.-South Korean relationship is crucial to regional stability.
President Trump, who very much forms initial impressions of people, and they seem to stick, at least for a while. So I think for President Moon, it's going to be very important that he establishes this relationship. After all, the North Korean issue is likely to be the major security challenge that the Trump administration faces for the next couple of years.
Former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.